we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and you are in beautiful Brevard County, Florida, and we are coming to you from WMIE 91.5 FM. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, and we are so thankful for the saints that worship there and for the people that we are allowed to minister to. This coming Sunday, actually, is our 23rd anniversary at the church, and God has done so many amazing things during that time that we are most grateful. So don't want to take too much time here, but I do want to say thank you to Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical. They've just been out to our church here a couple of times in the past few months and taking care of situations that we had that we were dealing with, and we are very appreciative of them making sure that we are up and running. So if you need any help, I know that they can take care of whatever situations you may be dealing with. You can give them a call and find out more information at 632-9538. And again, they can help you with electrical, heating, or air conditioning. The other night, my wife and I were driving, and now you've got to understand, she comes from a very cold climate where, you know, when I was up there, when I was living there, it got down to 27 below zero. Okay, 27 below zero. The wind chill factor was a minus 85. That's how cold it was, minus 85. When it hit freezing at 32, I remember seeing people outside washing their car in shorts and a t-shirt. It was 32 degrees. And the other night we were coming home from my son's house. We'd been invited over to watch a football game, and so we went over there, and on the way home, she was talking about how cold she was, how freezing she was, and it was 50-some degrees. And, you know, the reality is the longer you are down here, the more accustomed your body gets to the warmer temperatures, and so the differential in what you're accustomed to and what the temperature is now, that's where the chill factor comes in. And so if you've been down here a long time and you your body requires the heat to come on at this point of time in the season, give them a call at Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical. They can get you fixed up, no matter whether it's heater, electrical, air conditioning. They will take good care of you. So I want to also remind you that this coming Saturday and Sunday is at North Merritt Island United Methodist Church, which is up on North Courtney Parkway, 6355 to be specific, just south of the Space Center and the loop around the security gates and stuff like that. They are having their 20th annual drive-through nativity scene. It is a free event, and you can drive through that on Saturday night or Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And so if that's something you would be interested in, come and check that out. Now, tomorrow or Sunday night at Merritt Assembly of God, we are going to be having our Sunday morning service. We have our Sunday night service. And then after the Sunday night service, we're having our Christmas cookie and hot chocolate night. And that's always a fun event. I told the people on Sunday, I said, there's two ways to win the event. And that is, you can either have the best Christmas cookie and get voted for having the best one, or you can just come and eat every cookie that is set before you, and that is also a win. So that's coming up this week. We have a lot of events: Christmas parties, women's parties, kids' parties, staff and board Christmas parties, our church Christmas banquet, which is coming up December the 20th. If you would like to come to that, you can contact us at 454-4263. Let us know that you are interested in coming and we will save a seat for you. Now, also one last announcement, and that is on Sunday, December the 27th, Luke Scott, former Major League Baseball player and hopefully current Major League Baseball player, will be speaking for us at our 10:30 a.m. service. That will be our only service that day. And so if you've got young people who are interested in baseball or you're a fan of baseball, come and meet this amazing ball player who has a vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ. He's going to come and be sharing with us in our service. So that's really exciting. So we want to take you back to 2 Peter chapter 1 today. 2 Peter chapter 1. And if I get through verses 10 through 15 today, I may do something a little bit different tomorrow, and that is, sharing with you some ways that will help you to remember things. There are lots of different ways, and I've just written down a few simple strategies to help you remember. If you come to our church, if you're a visitor, we'll ask you to fill out a visitor's card, and I will tell you, it's not because we want to bombard you with a lot of mail or anything like that. It is quite simply this: I remember things better when I see them in front of me. And so when I see your name written down, I remember it. So there are people who have unique spellings to their name. I remember how they spell their name because I have seen it. Now, we tell our visitors that the first thing that we're going to do when we see that visitor's card on Monday is we're going to be praying for you, be praying for God to lead you to exactly the place that he wants you in the body of Christ. We know that that Merit Assembly of God is not going to be the perfect fit for everybody. We understand that. What we're looking for are people who are called to Merit Assembly of God, who are committed to Merit Assembly of God, and who are going to glorify God and do their very best to share the love of Jesus with as many people as they possibly can. So we're going to be talking. In fact, the other day I was watching television. It might have been the night we were watching the football game with my son, and I saw a car commercial, and I don't remember the brand. I just remember that it said December to remember, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, somebody else is focusing on remembering in December as well. And so it was kind of a confirmation to me that this is something that could be very helpful to those who are listening. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 10 says this: "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease." So we have been talking about some of these things here in 2 Peter chapter 1. And finally, Peter addresses and he says, "Brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure." I am constantly amazed by people who are content with having as little visible evidence of a vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ as they can possibly get. I really don't understand that. I believe that once you taste and see that the Lord is good, that you will want more of that. We were, again, over at my son's house the other night, and it was really time for us to leave. My wife and daughter, they get up really, really early of a morning to spend time with the Lord before they head off to work, and they don't like for me to disturb them, and so I sacrifice and stay in bed until after they're gone. the things that you do for the people that you love. And so all of a sudden, probably not 5 minutes before we're getting ready to leave, my son says, hey, do you want a brownie? We've got some homemade brownies in there. And being a person of great physical discipline, I said, yes, I would love a brownie, because I was over there and I was very hungry. And so he brought out these brownies. Now, let me tell you what happens when my taste buds hit something that is extremely delicious. They want more. Now, I did not eat a second brownie, but there were some dogs. They were looking there, and they were saying, please drop that. Please drop that. They were looking for the crumbs, but my taste buds were saying, give me as much of this as you can possibly give to me. And so you and I, when we taste and see, when we experience the goodness of the Lord, we should have a desire to know him even more, to make our calling and our election certain. And it says that the benefit of that is if you do these things, you will never, focus on that word there, look at it, never stumble. You'll never stumble. Now, I don't like to stumble. Even in a normal walk, I don't like to stumble. I really don't like stumbling spiritually. It is extremely embarrassing. It's, you know, most of the time if you stumble, it's not in a private situation. It's in a public situation. And so I don't like to stumble. One of my goals is to stay off of the 6 o'clock news for all of the wrong reasons. I don't mind being on there for the right reason, but I do not want my stumble, my spiritual stumble, any defect in my spiritual walk to publicly humiliate my Savior's sacrifice and be used as an excuse for other people to refuse to accept his offer of salvation and forgiveness. So I don't want to stumble. If I were to ask you right now, how many of you are content stumbling, bumbling, you know, your way through your spiritual life? I believe that most people would say that it would be less than desirable. It would not be acceptable, not be something that they want to do. And yet they are not taking the steps that Peter recommends here by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to say, these are the things that are necessary to do in order for you not to stumble. Now, I can tell you that, in August I had shoulder surgery. I was recently cleared to resume all activities, most important of which is swinging a golf club, which I still haven't done yet. And by the way, I will tell you this, this man listens to the radio program, and so I'm very thankful for that. Dr. Hermannsdorfer, down in Melbourne, Atlantic Orthopedic Services, I believe is the name of the group that he is a part of. He's the one who did my shoulder surgery. He was the one that I met with just a couple of weeks ago, and he had me go through a range of motions. And at the end of our conversation there, he said this. Now, I recommend this for everybody, not just for people who have had shoulder surgery, but I recommend that you continue to do the therapy exercises that they have had you going through, because it increases the strength and the stability of the joint and allows you to continue to have the range of motion without pain. That is what the expert recommended so that I did not have any future shoulder issues. Well, I want you to know that type of wisdom comes straight from the Word of God. Peter says these are the steps that you need to take to prevent any future stumbling, any future. He says, in fact, if you will do them, he can give you a better guarantee than what any human being can give, and that is this: you will never stumble. It will be a smooth path. I think back to the Old Testament, where Uzzah reached out his hand and touched the Ark of the Covenant because the oxen had stumbled. The place that they stumbled was a threshing floor. It was not an uneven place. It was a very solid, very smooth, very easy to walk on place, and yet the oxen stumbled even in a place where they should not have stumbled. You and I, we need to be making sure that we do everything is necessary so that we do not stumble. Remember what the Word of God says. The benefit is you will not stumble. And verse number 11 says this, "For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And isn't that what you and I are truly longing for? That we are looking for God to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of my rest." We are looking to make an entrance, and I'm telling you that when you make an entrance into the kingdom of heaven for all of eternity, then you have abandoned certain things. You have abandoned pain and suffering and death and misery and heartache and failure and sin and temptation and debt. It is a lot. There is a lot of benefits that come from that abundance. But I love what it says here. It says, "For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly." It's not going to be a meager entrance. It's going to be an abundant entrance. It's going to be a celebrated entrance. It's going to be memorable for all of eternity. So, if you go to a sporting event, I'm thinking particularly of a basketball game here. They will turn out the lights, and then they've got their flashing strobe lights going on and laser lights going all throughout the arena and everything. And then the announcer's voice begins to change and saying, "Now entering or playing center for the Orlando Magic, blah, 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 blah." And they make this big deal about it and all of that, and everybody's standing and cheering. And, you know, when they introduce the opponent, there's a much more subdued response to that. So a long time ago, I was in a service with a preacher. He actually had been the president of the Bible college that I attended. And he said that his son had invited him to come and speak at his church. And his son was the youth pastor at the time. And so he went up to his dad and he said, "Now, Dad, I just want you to stand back here at the back of the youth hall here just a minute. And when I tell you to come forward, you just go with it, okay?" And so it was after the praise and worship, and it was after the prayer time and the ministry time, and it was time for the Word of God to go forth. All of a sudden, the lights went out, and the sun began to introduce the speaker, and all of those young people stood to their feet and clapped their hands as the man of God was introduced, who was going to be bringing the Word of God to them that day. They realized that the Word of God was valuable. And, you might say, "Well, that's kind of goofy," or anything like that. But I just kind of tell you that story because that's how important the Word of God is. I could not tell you who won the last professional basketball game. I just couldn't do it. I can tell you some football games. When the college playoffs will happen, I will be able to tell you whether Oklahoma won or lost. I pay attention to that. But 3 or 4 years from now, I won't be able to tell you that sort of stuff. But I can tell you this, that for every believer who has asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life, that there is a day where they are going to cross the threshold into eternity. I love what it says in the book of Acts when Stephen was martyred. It says that he said that he looked up into heaven and he saw the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father, and he was awaiting his entrance into heaven. I want you to know that it is going to be an abundant reception. It's going to be a celebration like no other. And you don't want to miss that for anything. You don't want to miss that for anything. So last Sunday, I was headed up the stairs, and the teacher of the high school class, he was right behind me. And so I got to the top of the stairs, and I gave him one of those type of introductions as he was coming in, and he was getting ready to teach our young people. And I just am so thankful. You know, God knows everything that you have done. He is looking forward to that reunion and that reconciliation. Whenever I go home, which is only about once a year, I get a reception from my mother that is, it makes the trip all worthwhile. All those hours in an automobile or on a plane or whatever, it makes it all worthwhile, because she is just so glad that we are having this time. She's so hospitable and welcomes us into my mom and dad's home. All of our favorite foods are there. It is a time that is prepared just for us. And so I want you to know that Jesus has done the same for you. He doesn't want you and I stumbling, and he wants us understanding and making that full entrance into everything that he has provided for us. Let's look at verse number 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Okay, there is something that you and I do not want to duplicate in our life, and that is to be negligent in our duties. And Peter said, I do not want to be negligent, and I want to remind you in order to help you to remember all of these things. And so that is what Peter has done here. He is taking every step to make sure that there is a reminder. And, you know, yesterday I had an appointment, and for some reason, my phone, I have a smartphone, and my phone does not like to remind me of that particular appointment that I have. So it's happened a number of times that I type it in, I get it saved. It doesn't do this for any of my other appointments. It just happens to this one event. You know, I put my doctor's appointments in there and all of my other appointments, and no problems with those. But if my phone battery ever gets completely drained and it self shuts down, so when I turn it back on, that particular appointment has disappeared, and it's not an appointment that there's a constant, you know, the same time, same place. It is an appointment that varies from time to time, and so I don't always remember. I can remember about the frequency. I can get the neighborhood of the frequency, but not the specific day nor the specific time. And so I would put it in my phone so that my phone would help me to remember. But when my phone failed and I missed an appointment or two, then I said, you know what? I need to take an additional step. I can't just throw up my hands and say, oh, well, I can't remember that anymore, and accept that that is going to be perfectly fine, because then I have left other people, I've inconvenienced them simply because I failed to remember. And so I have a little card that I carry around with me in my wallet, and it reminds me of when that appointment is. And so when I know that I'm in the neighborhood of that appointment, I take out the card. I did that on Tuesday of this week, and I said, okay, now I need to make sure that this appointment is not on Tuesday. And it turns out that it was on Wednesday. And so, you know, I knew what time, I knew where, I knew everything about it, because I had taken the additional steps to make sure that I knew where I was supposed to be, why I was supposed to be there, and where I was supposed to be, where, when, and why. Okay? So I want to ask you today, are you hiding the Word of God in your heart? Because the Word of God was given not just for inspiration, but to remind you and I of the things that we are supposed to know and the things that we are supposed to do. The scripture still says, go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations. It still says that. It still says to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It still says that. There are so, listen, the Bible declares that in the last days that there would be a famine of hearing the word of God. It does not mean that there would be a famine of the word of God. It doesn't mean that there would be a famine of God speaking. It says that there would be a famine of people listening. They have intentionally forgotten. Romans chapter 1, one of the most incriminating aspects is that they had made a conscious choice to forget everything that they knew about God. Let me turn over there and see if I can point that out to you here. Romans chapter 1. And let's see. Verse number 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in righteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by these things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. In other words, they made an intentional choice not to remember the things God wanted them to. I remind you today, remember God. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
True.